A word for you from Psalm 34, verse 11. Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. This is a song of praise that David has penned. It is a poem that is so beautifully put. Expressions like, "This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." David has personally experienced a mighty deliverance that God alone could give. And now he says, "Come, O children, listen to me, I will teach you." It is only the one who has been taught by God who can teach. This is the divine qualification for a teacher. And all Christians are called to be teachers. Think of the Great Commission. "Go ye into all the world and teach them all that I have taught you." You see, we cannot teach that which we have not been taught and obeyed and kept. It's difficult to try and preach deliverance and to preach salvation and freedom in the Lord if you yourself haven't experienced deliverance, salvation, and freedom in the Lord. David is competent to teach, made competent by God, because he knows what it is to fear God more than his circumstances, more than men around him. And so he invites children to come. Take this, dear parent, as well as an invitation by the Lord to get to know him in a more intimate way, like David says in verse 8, "O taste and see." As you fear the Lord, you'll experience that God will enable you to teach. And you are, if you're a disciple of the Lord, a follower, you are immediately made competent by God to teach. And that will be your life calling. Firstly in your family, perhaps in the church, your neighbors, and then to the uttermost ends of the earth. But remember that you must experience God firsthand, and not just once upon a time, many years ago, giving a testimony that's become dry and stale, but what about this past week, experiencing his deliverance, experiencing and tasting and seeing that the Lord has delivered you even in this last week, perhaps today as well? Then you will be able to invite others to come and listen as you teach them the fear of the Lord, which is something good and not something that is terrorizing, but something that draws people to God.